Christ on earth, peace with all among men. O Lord, open not my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise.
It is time for the Lord to act.
Blessed is our God, always now and ever, and age to be.
Amen. Praise for me.
The Lord God, direct your steps of every good work.
Remember me, holy men.
The Lord God, remember you, the heavenly kingdom, always, now and ever, and age to be.
O Lord, thou shalt open my lips and my nostrils show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips and my nostrils show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Blessed Master.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Let us pray to the Lord. By the peace from above and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, talk of the state of the holy churches of God and the union of all men, let us pray to the Lord. Holy house and for those who with faith, reverence, and the fear of God enter therein, let us pray to the Lord. For our Father and Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, the Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate in Christ, all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord. Bishop Yohanna, and for their quick release from captivity and safe return, let us pray to the Lord. For our president, civil authorities, and armed forces, let us pray to the Lord. For this city and every city and countryside, and the faithful who dwell there, let us pray to the Lord. For healthful seasons, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For travelers by sea, by land, and by air, the sick, the suffering, the captive, and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. All things remember in sorrow, holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God, and ever virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
For unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Thank you.
salamin ila rabina. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Calling to remembrance our all holy immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
Thine is the might, and thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, unto ages of ages.
Father, فتتغير وأنت أنت وسنوك لن تفنى. ولمن من الملائكة قال قط اجلس عن يميني حتى أجعل أعداءك موطئا لقدميك؟ أليس جميعهم أرواحا خادمة ترسل للخدمة من أجل الذين سيرثون الخلاص؟ فلذلك يجب علينا أن نصغي إلى ما سمعناه إصغاء أشد لئلا يسرب من أذهاننا، فإنها إن كانت الكلمة التي نطق بها على ألسنة ملائكة قد ثبتت، وكل تعد ومعصية نال جزاء عدلا، فكيف نفلت نحن إن أهملنا خلاصا عظيما كهذا قد ابتدأ النطق به على لسان الرب، ثم ثبته لنا الذين سمعوا.
Save me, O Lord, for thy godly man has failed.
This time.
The reading is from St. Paul's epistle to the Hebrews.
Let us be attentive.
In the beginning, you, O Lord, didst find the earth, and the heavens are thy work of thy hands. Thy will perish, but thou remainest. Thy will all grow old like a garment. Like a mantle thou wilt roll them up, and thy will be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years will never end. But to what angel has he ever said, sit at my right hand till I make thine enemies a stool for thy feet? Are they not all ministering spirits sent for me to serve, for the sake of those who are to obtain salvation? Therefore, we must pay closer attention to what we have heard. Let us drift away from it, for the message declared by angels was valid, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution. How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who have heard him.
Peace be to you, readers.
And to your spirit, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Hallelujah.
Thine is the Lord forever.
Enable me, whom the grace of the feast
to stand before this thy holy table, perform the sacred liturgy of thy holy and immaculate body and precious blood. For I draw nearer to thee, and by my neck I pray thee, turn not thy face from me, to cast me off from among thy servants. But all saints and these gifts may be offered unto thee by me, thy sinful and unworthy servant. For thou art thyself art he that offers and is offered, that accepted is distributed, O Christ our God, unto thee we ascribe glory, together with thine unrighteous Father, and thine holy good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever unto thee.
George, Ian, Nida, and Samer,
Your servants, the priest Gabriel, Matushka Lore, and the newborn Ileana, our expected parents, Ola and Michael, Lindsay and Ryan, Katrina and Gary, Diana and Iman, Natalie and Shadi, and Rod and Sandy, your servants who are celebrating their birthdays, especially Nadal, Issa, Samer, Radha, Maher, Sammy, Monica, Najwa, Gada, Amjad, Julian, Nicholas, Meyer, Vivian, Mira, Fadia, Anthony, Caitlin, and Laura, all first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, teen soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school, ushers, OCF, and preschool ministry. May the Lord God remember in his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. O Lord, throughout servants of God departed this life, and the hope of a life everlasting in the kingdom of heaven, especially your servants, Saman, Miriam, Farah, Katrina, Georgette, Nassim, Jamie, Nazik, Nihil, John, Helen, James, Suad, Salim, and the members, departed members of the Ladies Auxiliary, Sylvia, Sadie, Larice, Betty, Camelia, Shaika, Elizabeth, Farouz, Marie, Yusra, Pauline, Shafika, Jalili, Laura, Rose, Samira, Lucy, Anne, Patricia, Helen, Pauline, Helen, Dolores, Esther, Hilio, Rose, Jean, Amal, Maria, Martha, Thelma, Larice, Lucille, Aida, Mary, Nora, Norma, Sadie, Frida, Sadie, Betty, Norma, Nusra, Sadie, Vicky, Milana, Adele, Beatrice, Adele, Madeline, Zed, Gladys, Mamie, Sadie, Emmeline, Sylvia, Catherine, Eva, and Gloria, and your newly departed servants, Joaquin, Suad, Caesar, Mary, Linda, and Martha. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. You and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of
a faithful guide and guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask.
profitable for our souls, and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. A Christian ending to our life, aimless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the fearful judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord. Calling to remembrance our holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Of our only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thine all holy and good and life giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Assalam, Lishimayakum.
Let us love one another, that with one accord we may confess.
One God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us son and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory, his just and quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets, and I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge on baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
As was passed out to you as you picked up when you came in, we continue now with the prayers of St. Basil.
Let us stand aright. Let us stand with fear, let us attend, that we may offer the holy oblation in peace.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, be with you all. Let us lift up our hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Thou art he that is graciously sought upon us in knowledge of thy kingdom, and who is sufficient to speak of thy who are unoriginate, invisible, incomprehensible, uncircumscribed, immutable, the Father of our Lord, the great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, our hope, who is the image of thy goodness, the seal of equal type, in himself showing forth thee, the Father, the living Word, the true God, the wisdom before all ages, the life, sanctification, power, the true life, through whom the Holy Spirit was manifested, the Spirit of truth, the gift of adoption, the pleasure of the inheritance to come, the first fruits of eternal good things, the life-giving power, the fountain of sanctification, by whom enable every rational and intelligent creature to serve thee and ascribe to thee perpetual praise. For all things are thy servants, yea, angels and archangels, thrones, dominions, principalities, authorities, powers, and the many-eyed cherubim praise thee. Round about thee stand the six-winged seraphim. With two they cover their faces, with two their feet, and with two they fly, continually crying out to one another with unceasing praises, singing the triumphal hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and saying, which is thy Christ himself. Yet thou didst not turn thyself away forever from thy creature whom thou hast made, O good one. Neither didst thou forget the work of thy hand, but thou didst visit him in diverse manners through thy tender mercy. Thou didst send forth prophets, thou didst perform mighty works by thy holy ones, who in every generation were well-pleasing unto thee. Thou didst speak to us by the mouths of thy servants the prophets, who foretold unto us the salvation which was to come. Thou didst give us the law of the name, thou didst appoint guardian angel, and when the fullness of time was come, thou didst speak unto us through thy Son himself, by whom also thou madest the ages, who, being the brightness of thy glory and the express image of thy person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, thought it not robbery to be equal to thee, the God and Father. But though he was God before all the ages, yet he appeared upon earth and dwelt among men, and was incarnate of a holy virgin, and emptied himself, taking on the form of a servant, being conformed to the body of our lowliness, that he might make us conformable to the image of his glory. For as by man sin entered into the world, and by sin death, so it seemed good unto thy only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of thee, the God and Father, to be born of a woman, the holy Theotokos, and of a virgin Mary, to be born under the law, that he might condemn sin in his flesh, that they who are dead in Adam might be made alive in him, thy Christ, and becoming a citizen of this world and giving commandments of salvation, he released us from the delusion of idols and brought us into a knowledge of thee, the true God and Father, having won us unto himself for his own people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and having purified us by water and having sanctified us by the Holy Spirit, he gave himself for ransom to death, whereby we were held, sold into bondage under sin, and having descended into Hades through the cross, that he might fill all things with himself, he loosed the pains of death and rose again on the third day,
that he might be in all things the first among all. Ascending into heaven, he sat down at the right hand of thy majesty on high, and he shall come again to render unto every man according to his works. And he has left for us, as memorials of his saving passion, these things which we have set forth according to his commandments. And when he was about to go to his voluntary, ever memorable, life-giving death, in the night in which he gave himself up for the life of the world, he took bread in his holy and immaculate hand, and when he had shown it unto thee, the God and Father, and given thanks and blessed it and hallowed it and broken it, he gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, for the forgiveness of sins. And in like manner, having taken the cup of the fruit of the vine and mingled it, and given thanks and blessed it and hallowed it, he gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Drink of this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me, for as often as you shall eat this bread and drink this cup, you do proclaim my death and confess my resurrection. Wherefore, O Master, we also, having in remembrance his saving passion and life-giving cross, his three-day entombment and resurrection from the dead, his ascension into heaven and sitting at the right hand of thee, the God and Father, and his glorious and fearful second coming, and offering unto thee thine own.
Thank you. cannot remember, do thou thyself remember, O God, who knows the time of life and day to be, and knows every man even from his mother's womb. For thou, O Lord, art the helper of the helpless, the hope of the hopeless, the savior of the storm-tossed, the haven of the voyager, the physician of the sick. Be thou thyself all things to all men, O thou who knows every man his petition, his dwelling place, and his need. Deliver, O Lord, this city and every city and countryside from famine, plague, earthquake, flood, fire, the sword, foreign invasion, and civil war. Among the first be mindful, Lord, of our father, Metropolitan Joseph, and our Bishop Anthony, whom do thou grant on thy holy churches and peace, safety, honor, health, and length of days, and rightly dividing the word of thy truth.
And of those who offer these precious gifts to the Lord, our God, the Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate in Christ, and every priestly order and of their salvation, of the peace and stability of the whole world, the good estate of the holy churches of God, the salvation and help of the people here present, those whom they are remembering, and of all men.
Grant us with one mouth and one heart to glorify and praise an all-honorable and majestic name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. And the mercies of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all. Bless, O Lord, the offerings of thy people, for thou art holy, always, now, and ever, and unto age and of ages.
A few announcements this morning. We continue the third week of the Great Fast. Tomorrow evening we have the Great Feast, celebration of the Great Feast of the Annunciation. The angel Gabriel coming to the Virgin Mary for Shara. It'll be a Pan-Orthodox combined celebration here at St. George at 6 o'clock. And then on Wednesday we have the pre-sanctified as normal at 6 and the Lenten pop-up afterwards. Then on Friday we have the Caucus Medea service. And we have a special treat that Bishop of Tulla, Hunna of the Holy Land, Bishop of Jerusalem, one of the bishops in Jerusalem, will be with us for the Acathus Medea service, and then afterwards we'll have some refreshments and a talk that the Sadna will give in the hall. There's a flyer there. Everyone is encouraged to come to both the service and for his talk. As you know, this is Ladies' Month. Where's Jim? Oh, good. As you know, it's Ladies' Month, and today the ladies will be having a luncheon in honor of the departed members of their ladies' auxiliary, and also to raise funds for their national project. Our former president, Yama, is going to say a few words about Ladies' Month.
Good morning. Christ in our midst. He is. March has been designated as Antiochian Women's Month in our Archdiocese. I would like to take this opportunity to briefly tell you about the important work we have been given by His Eminence Metropolitan Joseph for our 2019 project. We will be raising funds for the Antiochian Women's current project to grow the Antiochian village beyond just a camping facility and to crown that vision with a cathedral built to the glory of God, overlooking and blessing our beloved Antiochian village. As our fundraising effort bears fruit, we hope to be an inspiration for all of the members of our archdiocese to take up this challenge as their own. Please Join me and all the women today in raising money by attending the falafel lunch that we are hosting. Thank you for your dedicated effort to make our 2019 project success. Finally, I would ask for your prayers for our Antiochian women. We thank all of you for your generous donations and support. May God bless this parish and the work of the Antiochian women. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. I know we have a couple of visitors today from the Basilica of St. Mary's down in Livonia. Nick, stand up. Nick's here, and?
Joe.
And?
Melissa.
And they're here today not just visiting with us, because they love us, but they're here to speak about and to give information about Village Up North. They have flyers. They'll be speaking just for a few minutes with the teen class, and then afterwards in the hall, if anyone would like more information about it, you can see the three of them. God bless you, and it's great to have you here with us. Anyone else visiting with us on this day? If we could please stand.
Having commemorated all the saints, again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the precious gifts which have been spread forth and sanctified, let us pray to the Lord. That our God, who loves mankind, receiving them upon his holy, most heavenly and ideal altar, as a savor of spiritual sweetness, will send down upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Asking for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
And God say, for Mass, that with boldness and without condemnation, we may dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Abandon the days of sin.
Ages of ages.
Christ our God, from thy holy dwelling place, or from the throne of the glory of thy kingdom, and come to sanctify us, so thou sitst on high with the Father, and our dear visibly present with us, and vouchsafe by thy mighty hand to acquire unto us an immaculate body and precious blood, and for us and to all the people. God, be gracious to thee, the sinner, and have mercy upon me. O God, be gracious to thee, the sinner, and have mercy upon me. O God, be gracious to thee, the sinner, and have mercy upon me.
Let us attend.
O holy things are for the holy.
Divine is the Lamb of God. Divine blood is the Lamb of God. Sanctifying those who are dead.
Forgive me, brothers and sisters. Lo, I draw near to mortal King and our God, the precious and holy body of our one God, Savior Jesus Christ. Depart unto me, the unworthy priest Joseph, for the remission of my sins and of the life everlasting. Amen. Partake in the body and blood of Christ in Holy Communion. Preparation includes prayer, fasting, and in about the last two months or so, a recent confession with an Orthodox priest. We do have our church school today, so please allow the teachers and then the students to come forward first. Thank you.
With fear of God and faith and love, come here.
the servants of God for these are holy and precious body and life of our Lord God's
God, save thy people and bless thy inheritance. Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Judgment seat of thy Christ, for thou art our sanctification,
and to thee we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Let us go forth in your only begotten Son, and through him you have made us your children, worthy again of the Holy Spirit. Have compassion on us now, for we have broken your commandments. Do not condemn us with those who have cut themselves off from you, nor leave us starved of your spiritual gifts. Instead, make us worthy to draw near to you by our words and in our hearts, and to prove by our deeds that we are your children, imitators of the conversion of the prodigal son, to whom you have made known your love beyond expression for sinners. Grant that we may obtain the everlasting happiness which you have prepared for all who do your will, through the grace and mercy and love for mankind of an only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thine all holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Celine, and the members of Our Lady's Auxiliary, Sylvia, Sadie, Larice,
Betty, Camelia, Shaika, Elizabeth, Farouz, Mary, Marie, Yusra, Pauline, Shafika, Jalili, Laura, Rose, Samira, Lucy, Anne, Patricia, Helen, Pauline, Helen, Dolores, Esther, Hilia, Rose, Jean, Amal, Maria, Martha, Thelma, Louise, Lucille, Aida, Mary, Nora, Norma, Sadie, Frida, Sadie, Betty, Norma, Nusra, Sadie, Vicky, Milana, Adele, Beatrice, Adele, Madeline, Zed, Gladys, Mamie, Sadie, Emmeline, Sylvia, Catherine, Eva, and Gloria, and your newly departed servant, Linda, in a place of brightness, a place of verdure, a place of repose, where all sighing, sorrow, and sickness have fled away. Pardon every sin which they have committed, whether by word or deed or thought, for thou art good and lovest mankind, for there is no man who lives and sins not, and thou only art beyond sin, and thy righteousness is to all eternity, and thy word is truth. For thou art the resurrection, the life, and the repose of thy departed servants, Saman, Miriam, Farah, Katrina, Georgette, Nassim, Jamie, Nazik, Nahil, John, Celine, and the members of Our Lady's Auxiliary, Sylvia, Sadie, Larice, Betty, Camelia, Shaika, Elizabeth, Farouz, Marie, Yusra, Pauline, Shafika, Jalili, Laura, Rose, Samira, Lucy, Anne, Patricia, Helen, Pauline, Helen, Dolores, Esther, Hilia, Rose, Jean, Hamal, Maria, Martha, Thelma, Larice, Lucille, Aida, Mary, Nora, Norma, Sadie, Frida, Sadie, Betty, Norma, Nusra, Sadie, Vicky, Milana, Adele, Beatrice, Adele, Madeline, Zed, Gladys, Mamie, Sadie, Emmeline, Sylvia, Catherine, Eva, and Gloria, and your newly departed servant, Linda. O Christ our God, and unto thee we ascribe glory, together with your originating Father, and your holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. May their memory be eternal. Fire upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Glory to thee, O Christ, our God and our hope. Glory to thee. Christ, our true God, through the intercessions of his all-immaculate and all-blameless Holy Mother, by the might of the precious and life-giving cross, by the protection of the honorable bodiless powers of heaven, at the supplications of the honorable glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, and all-laudable apostles, of our Father among the saints, Basil the Great, Archbishop of Caesarea and Cappadocia, whose divine liturgy we celebrated, of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, the great martyr George the Trophy Bearer, patron and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of our venerable father, Gregory Palamas, Archbishop of Thessalonica, who we remember on this day, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind, through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy upon us and save us. Amen. Bless the Lord, the food and drink of your servants, especially the hands that have prepared it, and those who shall partake of it. For thou art holy, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.